First, it's Gordo's Corner, brought to us by the Snoring Center and Dallas Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
George, it's your favorite subject, suicidal adult babies.
Never talked about it before.
That phrase has never come up.
Nope.
Hmm.
Must be somebody else you're thinking of.
Well, I have Twitter tweeted the link to this video. It aired on National Geographic. We've talked about it, I think, a little bit before. It aired on that show Taboo on the National Geographic channel.
These are the idiots that act like they're babies.
Why are you calling them idiots?
Because if you're an adult and you want to have your diaper changed and you're not for non-medical reasons, just Jeez. For like, to, so you can get off on it, then something's wrong with you.
Why do you think that there's something wrong with that? Different strokes, man.
That's true, but that's just weird. I'm sorry. So is horsey play. That's weird, too.
I don't know what's more disturbing, the guy in the crib or his caretaker.
It's both wrong.
The weird thing about the guy is he looks just like me.
Does he really?
Yes. You look from, like, not the mouth, but, like, from the eyes and that the ridiculous Cro-Magnon forehead that I have. Due to an abundance of testosterone, I'm basically a caveman.
Look at how she is treating him.
Isn't it wonderful?
He's got a bottle. He's in pajamas. He's in a crib.
And he weighs 350 pounds.
And this is a serious problem he has. It's not a bit.
I don't think he thinks it's a problem. No, this is just his choice in life.
It's what he does for fun.
All right, now we're talking about the story of 30-year-old Stanley Thornton and his roommate is Sandra Diaz, who is an older woman who acts as his mother. And this story pits them against Senator Tom Coburn from Oklahoma. He has asked the Social Security Administration to investigate why Stanley Thornton and his fake mommy, why they are collecting Social Security. Because on the show Taboo, it shows Stanley Thornton building a crib for himself and building a high chair that is large enough to support his ample frame.
This is unbelievable. He's on the floor playing with toys. He's sitting in a crib and his mommy is spoon feeding him.
And she weighs 1,000 pounds.
She's reading books to him.
He's an adult baby, George.
So he doesn't have a job, obviously.
No.
He just takes Social Security.
Right. And Senator Tom Coburn wrote the guy who administers the supplemental Social Security income and said, given that Mr. Thornton is able to determine what is appropriate attire and actions in public, because he'll go out dressed as an adult when he goes in public because he doesn't want to be embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
And he's able to drive himself to complete errands, design, and custom-make baby furniture to support a 350-pound adult and run an internet support group. It's possible that he has been improperly collecting disability benefits for that period of time.
He needs to go see the psychiatrist on the Geico commercial.
You know the jackwagon guy?
Yeah. You know what makes me sad?
You do!
You jackwagon!
Stop doing this!
So, the Washington Times...
Well, that does look like you 10 years from now and 50 pounds.
Would you stop it? 50 pounds?
100.
Jerk. In an email response to the Washington Times, Stanley Thornton, the adult baby, which that still sends me into hypnosis every time I say it, the adult baby, threatened to kill himself if his Social Security payments are taken away. His quote was,
"You want to test how damn serious I am about leaving this world? Screw with my check that pays for this apartment and food. Try it. See how serious I am. I don't care. I have no problem killing myself. Take away the last thing keeping me here and see what happens. Next time you see me on the news, it will be me in a body bag."
Well, you know what? We're looking at you in a pacifier plane with army men, so what's the difference?
What do you mean, what's the difference?
Okay, one is not breathing, I guess. That would be a slight difference. Social Security is paying for this nonsense?
Yes. He's so an adult baby. He can't
the
work.
Of his eye as, he can't work. He can play Dolly.
And he messes his diapers, and she changes his diapers.
Good Lord.
Okay.
What's wrong with her?
He won't commit suicide.
No, he's too much of a baby.
He can't even get out of bed by himself.
That's an underrated line there. He sounds pretty serious about it.
Oh, what? Yeah.
I just think it's interesting. So that's all I have to do is threaten the Social Security Administration that I'll kill myself if they don't give me money, and what? They'll respond to this blackmail?
Well, they wouldn't have to pay him then.
He's a white male, by the way, I should mention.
When they hear that threat, don't they look at each other at the Social Security Bureau and say,
win-win?
So?
What? That's Fernando.
Well, they don't have to pay him.
That's a threat? Can't you do better than that?
How could you support infanticide like this?
Once some 60-year-old in the Social Security office takes a look at this video, he's going to go, okay.
You don't think the greatest generation can identify with this?
Oh, my. Yeah, please make it a World War II vet that looks at this video and has the decision-making on whether he deserves Social Security.
I crawled through crap in Belgium fighting the Germans.
So this idiot who weighs 350 can sleep in a crib, have a playpen, and a pacifier. What a jack wagon.
Oh, how I wish your dad was alive to comment on this video.
It would short-circuit him. There's no way my dad ever even saw anything like this. I can't comprehend it. There's no way he could have.
Sergeant Richard Dunham.
Colonel.
Colonel Richard Dunham.
Yeah, jackwagon.
You think he would jackwagon this guy?
Oh, my gosh.
All right, but what if we sat Colonel Dunham down and said, just please have an open mind while you watch this?
He'd turn it off in 2 seconds.
We want you to watch this on YouTube. His first question would be, what the hell is YouTube?
Does it say how long this guy has been a baby?
Yeah, he says that he has been living at least as a partial adult baby, in the partial adult baby lifestyle since his teenage years.
Wow. So he doesn't have a girlfriend, right?
No, he has a mommy. He says that he has worked as a security guard for a year and a half, but trauma stemming from childhood abuse combined with other mental problems made it impossible for him to hold down the job. So he had to leave the security guard thing, and that's when he started taking these Social Security payments, and he's been on that for the past 10 years.
What an intimidating security guard he must have made.
Yeah, did he take his pacifier out before he yelled at someone?
No, he kept that in his holster. Big pacifier in his holster.
What a mind bender that is to look at that thing.
Mind bender? Honestly, it's not that weird to me.
Shut up. It is, too. It's weird to everybody outside of this.
Do you like that shot of him laying on his floor? With his crib back behind him, and he's playing with his army men as he's laying on his belly and wearing his adult diaper, and I think he's shirtless, or I can't remember whether he's shirtless or not. Dressed like a big old baby Huey, or who was that baby always in the
baby Huey?
Looney Tunes.
Was he Looney Tunes or Hanna-Barbera?
How can he live like that?
See, I think it's a comforting way for him to live, because he's a baby again, surrounded by motherly love and warm milk.
I mean, this has even got to be weird for somebody like Faraday.
Faraday had to come in here and look at it.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
The adult baby. Yeah, Faraday showed up in an adult diaper.
Okay, there he is. Doesn't he look like Gordo? And there's his mama.
See, from here up. Look at this. Look at this. From here up, his...
He looks like Gordon, doesn't he?
How does that crib hold him?
Well, he made it himself. He went to Home Depot and got some 4x4 and some 2-inch plywood.
Yeah, and when the guy in the orange vest asked him, what kind of project are you working on? Oh, nothing.
Nothing.
Just
David, check that out.
Make it a playpen.
Look at him taking a bottle, and look at how the mother's treating him.
We ought to listen to something.
Is this what you and Lundquist do on the road?
Oh.
That is so wrong.
All right, we're going to listen to some of this here, Jer. Pull
your
up the
wife, have you ever smelt anything like that?
Yeah, can you imagine the cow manure that he dumps into that diaper?
Oh, my gosh.
That guy's 300 pounds.
Yeah.
All right, we'll listen to some of it.
Time to get up.
They're waking him up.
He's in his crib in footed jammies.
Wakey, wakey.
I like to play or be treated as a baby.
Hi, puppy.
Just to get the love and affection, safeness. Basically, just go back to a time where you're caring for a 1 or 2 year old, and that's what it is for me.
Okay.
29-year-old Stanley Thornton spends around half his life pretending to be an infant. He calls himself an adult baby.
Oh. With being a doll baby, I've had a couple different reactions, some good, some not so good.
He's holding his bottle.
I've had some people that are perfectly fine with it, and I've had others that are just angry, like they think that it's an automatic that you're a pedophile because you're into it.
Stanley shares a house with former nurse Sandra Diaz. She's not Stanley's mom.
Meanwhile, her
she is a house.
Her boobs are as big as new Beatles. I mean, they look like Volkswagens sagging off her chest.
But is happy to play that role.
Maybe he's breastfeeding.
I love him like he's my favorite nephew.
No, he's bottle fed.
He's right, like my family member who lost his mother, and it's like I'm the aunt stepping in saying it's okay, I'm still here for you.
To step into Stanley and Sandra's modest
home. This is where he's laying on the floor playing with Legos. Yeah, and they've got the diaper genie back behind him where they put his diapers in and everything.
They better get a bigger thing than a diaper genie.
A fantasy world.
Now he's in his pack and play.
Where a grown man plays with Legos. Sucks on a pacifier.
Yeah, and then he's playing army men with a pacifier.
Is spoon fed.
Now she's spoon feeding him his strange
uses
peas.
Baby talk, and even wears a diaper. It's a life of make believe that many would consider taboo.
Now he's laying in her lap, and she's reading him a bedtime book that says nursery rhymes on it.
Yeah, where do they live? Does it say?
It doesn't say where they live.
Are you allowed to slap children where they live? It would be my question also.
I dare you to run this on CBS this weekend.
Oh.
With just kind of a lull in the action.
Hello, friends.
Yeah, just bring up adult babies. Just kind of get, just say you want to get everyone's take on it.
Hey, Jim, watch this.
I'm trying to think of a logical segue for that.
He's speechless.
Yeah.
Well, what's the weirdest fetish you've ever known someone to have?
That's pretty close, I'd have to say. I mean, that has actually deleted the memory of all other fetishes, certainly in the short term. No, nothing comes to mind. I mean, that's just
nothing beats this one.
Oh,
see, I told you, even Faraday would think it was weird.
Whoa.
In his mind.
Why, does Gordon not think it's weird? Is that what we're trying
to say? No, I'm defending it.
Nice try.
Wow. I'm just defending it to get on George's nerves, because I knew it would short-circuit you, Georgia.
It short-circuits everybody.
You more than the rest, because you're Colonel
dude.
Dunham's kid.
Somebody said there was a fake, George. Is that right?
Like on Twitter or something?
Yeah.
There was for a while.
Yeah, there was
one. I regained my own name on Twitter.
That might be a weirder fetish.
He launched an attack. Are you on Twitter?
I have just started tweeting. In fact, I had my first trouser tweet.
What's a trouser tweet?
Well, it's like a pocket call.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Your phone tweeted something.
Something when I was in my pocket, and I'm wondering, what is pushing the buttons? You know?
Yeah, there's not any protrusions. Well, do you have, like, an iPhone, or are you a BlackBerry guy?
No, I have reverse polarity, so I can't use anything with a touchscreen. Instead of giving it a little charge, I actually suck it out of it. I run south to north rather than north to south.
Oh, my
believe
Lord.
It or not. Yeah.
You have all kinds of medical issues.
Oh, you've no idea. Yeah, well, actually, you do.
I do have some yes. idea.
Yeah, by the way, you can follow David on Twitter. He's at Fairtwit, FEHERTWIT.
Yes, I've recently... Well, I started in 2009. And didn't tweet for about 18 months because I thought this is never going to catch on. And, well, as it happens, not correct.
Yeah, it's big now. Just Jim Nantz tweet?
Yes, he does. I think he tweets vicariously through somebody else, maybe.
He has a Twitter assistant.
He may have
an assistant twit.
Yeah.
Twististant.
An assistant.
Is it true?
Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
Is it true?
Hello, friends.
You have parallel toilets in your bathroom?
Parallel toilets, yes. It's like a Cialis commercial, except my wife and I, she who must be obeyed, we sit and hold hands, and it's like, we're trying to pitch a commercial for a stool softener.
Gross. Oh, man.
Well, why not? I mean, it couldn't be any more uncomfortable than the Cialis campaign. My life is turning into one long Cialis campaign. I mean, why does that happen in the bathtub and outside? You know, well, what are the neighbors looking at? It's unbelievable. Asinine, the whole thing. You know, one casual glance. No, I don't think so. Honey, you wouldn't believe what's happened to me. Yeah, it's just that's exactly where you need it. So in the bathtub, outside.
Take us back to your idea for you and your wife. You're going to invent a product that shows you guys sitting on the toilet together?
Well, no. It's
they have parallel toilets.
Parallel toilets?
Well, we have two toilets in our... I have mine, and she has hers. They're actually facing each other.
Bathroom.
Yeah, but there's a bath in between, and walls and stuff like that. They're separate little rooms. But I thought if you mounted them...
So it's
right
like a his hell room
other.
And yes. Her hell room.
Exactly. Well, I don't know if hers is a hell room or not. I know mine is. Yeah. Although I find it quite pleasant.
What does that mean?
Well, just, you know, being the toilet and all that sort of stuff.
I don't mind it either. It
doesn't bother me at all.
I don't mind it either. It's an
stop
escape.
The music. What's being talked about?
You can read.
Bring that up this weekend, too.
No, it's a great
getaway. Ask Jim Nance if he likes to be on the toilet.
No, I don't think I'll go there either. But, yeah, it's... I once checked into a hotel in... what's that place that I made the movie from up in...
That's awfully
the
generic.
Paul Bunyan is there. The giant
Fargo.
Yeah, in Fargo, and there were two toilets
in your
beside
hotel room?
Each other in the bathroom.
That's weird. One wasn't a bidet.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. That's the first thing I thought. Well, that's a bidet. No, two cisterns, the whole lot. You know, you could upper deck both sides if you wanted, and the roof had been torn off as well. They'd had a tornado the night before, and this is my room with massive. It was about the size of a tennis court, and part of the roof had been. It was at Madden's Resort. I remember it reminded me of John in Fargo, and the roof. You could see this. It was a two-star hotel. You could see both of them through the roof. I thought this is good. You know, I got two toilets in here, and I'm going to get raped by a bear in the middle of the night because it's
bear open. Meaning the animal.
Yes, yeah. What other kind of bear?
Oh, you don't know that one either?
No, I don't.
Big husky guys with beards who are gay as all get out.
You've just described yourself.
All right, I got to get out of the way for David here, right?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, the corner is over.
The corner is over.
That was just horrifying, Stanley Thornton.
That was, yes, his name is Stanley Thornton. He's an adult baby.
Horrifying.
Yeah, watch the video. It's on my Twitter feed. My Twitter name is at Gordon Keith.
I have the sneaking suspicion that somehow I am paying for that as well.
Oh, the Social Security deal?
Federal taxes.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
You're thinking about that.
Am I?
Yeah.
Am I financing that?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And that's something. All right, that's the corner. It is 9:31 on the ticket. David Faraday stays with us here in studio. We'll talk a little golf coming up next.
No, I'm done now.
Oh, man. That's solid.
Fitness show.